taking their place in a long true line of everyday Americans,
helping to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. This is the Constitution Study on the America Out Loud Network with your host, Paul Engel.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors and have a few good friends. Every day you are everyday Americans.
Hello there, everyday Americans. Welcome to the Constitution Study. Yes, this is where we read and study the Constitution. We teach the rising generation to be free. And today I have some sad news for you. Yeah, the news is Washington, D.C. has declared war on the Constitution, the states, and the people of the United States. I'm sorry, I can think of no other way to describe what happened late last week with the announcements from Biden, from members of the or parts of the executive branch, and even from members of Congress. That's right. The government in Washington, D.C. has declared war on the Constitution. It's declared war on the states of the Union. It's declared war on you and your rights. You do not matter anymore. This is not simply a dictator taking over. This is a declaration of war on rights and liberty of the citizens of this country. It started with President Biden, or should we just call him King Biden the First now? So he's going to direct the Department of Labor to create a rule. Now, apparently this rule is supposed to have some sort of legal effect, but the Department of Labor is not a legal entity. Tell me, where in the Constitution is a Congress authorized to create a Department of Labor? The answer is nowhere. So this rule is going to say, hey, arbitrarily, if you are a company, you have 100 employees, you must require vaccinations or once a week testing. Well, I am asking, I am begging, I am urging every company in America to give Mr. Biden the bird. Give him the finger, tell him to stuff it. This is war. You have no legal authority to tell businesses that they must require a vaccination. None whatsoever, you tyrant. It is time the American people stop sitting around playing patty cake and hoping they're the last to get eaten. This is a blatant violation of the Constitution. There is no legal authority for the Department of Labor. There's no legal authority for the executive branch for any part of the United States to dictate to private businesses how they handle their employees and whether or not their employees need to be vaccinated. This is a deprivation of liberty. This is a deprivation of property without due process of law. This is a crime. This is theft. This is the destruction of freedom and liberty in America. Grind it into powder, blow it away in the wind. And what are we, the people, going to do about it? I don't care if you work for a small business and this doesn't impact you. This does impact you, because if President Biden can come up with a number of 100 employees, he can make it 10 employees, he can make it one employee. This is not a just power. We did not delegate to the United States this authority. This is criminal. Tell me, where are our representatives filing articles of impeachment for the usurpation of power, the violation of its oath of office, the crime of intimidation, the crime of extortion? Tell me, the bribery of saying, we will let you do business if you do what we want with the vaccine. Where is it? I don't care if it'll pass the House. This is war. They have declared war on our rights. What are we going to do about it? And if you're a representative and you're too cowardly to do that, just paint a yellow stripe down your back, get out of the way. Let's make room for men and women who will stand for their rights, who will stand against tyranny, who will stand against this criminal enterprise that the government of the United States has become. This criminal in chief makes a blanket statement that, oh, it's the unvaccinated that are crowding hospitals, except that isn't true. Now, yes, there have been more hospitalizations, mostly in public hospitals, not in private ones. I wonder why that is. But it gets worse. See, President Biden is making medical decisions for you. That means he's also committing, he's practicing medicine without a license. Where is the due process? There is no due process. Where's the medical emergency? There is not a medical emergency. 98% of the people who get COVID survive, especially if they get some basic, well-tested treatments. Granted, they haven't been tested for COVID, but they've been used in humans for decades. Instead, he wants you to take an experimental drug. This is what? The modern Mengele. You're going to experiment on the American people. This is despicable. And I don't care, he goes, if he looks at the Department of Labor or OSHA, they have no legal basis. When are the American people going to stand up and say no? The Constitution of the United States says you have no legal authority. Alexander Hamilton in Federalist Paper 78 and Chief Justice Marshall in the Marbury versus Madison case both agreed. These acts are void. The Constitution is our legal authority to look Mr. Biden in the eye and say, hell no. If you come after me with a vaccine, you are an imminent threat to me. I am glad I no longer work in corporate America because they're loaded with cowards. They're going to run for this because they don't want they've got no good reason not to. They're not worried about their employees. They're only worried that the government will come after them. This illegal, criminal, corrupt government. It's not the Democrats. It's not the Republicans. It's all of them. Illegal, corrupt, criminal government in Washington. Go to my website, constitutionstudy.com. Look for the Redeclaration of Independence. Each and every grievance our founders had in 1776 against the king, we can make against the government in Washington in 2021. And this outrage cannot be allowed to stand. We, the American people, must stand up and say, I don't give a darn what you say, Mr. President. What you're saying is illegal, immoral, and void. And if you attempt to enforce it, we will defend ourselves. We are standing our ground. We will not fire first, but by God, we'll defend ourselves. This is a crime. This is effectively a declaration of war. This is the government in Washington, D.C. pitting itself against all 50 states, against every American citizen, assuming the authority to tell you how to live your life, that you are not a free citizen, that you are a subject of government. You will do what you're told or else. Don't believe me? President Biden himself said getting the vaccine is not a personal choice. He said the time for waiting is over. Bull crap. The time for waiting is just begun. He says it's not about freedom or personal choice. It's about protecting yourself and those around you. Well, Mr. President, it is not your job to protect me. In fact, it is your job to protect my rights, my right to look at this vaccine and say, hell no, Mr. President. It is about freedom. It is about personal choice. He said, my job as president is to protect all Americans. No, it is not, Mr. President. Look at your oath of office. Your job is to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. That includes the Constitution of the United States, which says we shall not be deprived of our life, our liberty, or our property without due process of law. So you can take this edict, Mr. President, and stick it. He said some of the biggest companies are already requiring this. That's right. All of these companies, United Airlines, Disney, Tyson, these are tyrants. They have sold themselves to a government of criminals. That's why I won't fly United Airlines. That's why I won't pay for Disney. It's why I don't watch Fox News or use Tyson Foods, because they are criminal enterprises. They don't give a darn about rights. They don't even give a darn about what is morally right and wrong. So I don't care, Mr. President. You are a liar, a thief, and a criminal. And the fact that you are still in office without challenge is a indictment against our representatives and the people of the United States for hiring such cowardly buffoons as to not see the crimes that you are committing, Mr. President. This criminal-in-chief said, we've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin. Too bad! I don't work for you, Mr. President. I don't live at your pleasure. You serve at ours. You communist dictator piece of garbage. He says, your refusal has cost all of us. No, my refusal hasn't cost anybody but me and my family. Your insistence has cost all of us. So yes, I will do the right thing. I will stand up against tyrants. I will stand athwart history if I must. I will build that wall. I will stand in that gap and stand athwart the tyranny of you and your ilk, Mr. President. This is a call to arms. Not to go and attack, but to defend ourselves and our rights. I want to talk to my sheriff. We should all be talking to our sheriffs going, what are you going to do when these buffoons show up? Oh, they're going to issue fines. Fine. Don't pay them. It's an illegal tax. If the federal government issues a fine, simply don't pay it. I don't care. This is a criminal act. And it's about damn time we start treating him as the criminal. We treat the entire government in Washington as the criminal enterprise it has become. President Biden dare to tell presidents they should get their kids vaccinated. Mr. President, get your own kids vaccinated. Leave us the hell alone. He said the third part of his plan is the most important. Keep our children safe and our schools open. Well, then get your bloody fingers and those of the teachers unions and the CDC out of our school districts. Let us run our own school districts. You have no legal authority to interfere with the education process. He said for any parent, it doesn't matter how low the risk of any illness or accident is when it comes to your child or grandchild. What about the risk from the vaccine, you petty buffoon? This is war. They've all but literally declared war on the American people, on our Constitution, on our rights, and on our states. He says, oh, he hopes to ease parents' worries. All you got to do is look at the data, Mr. President. There is almost zero risk to children from the disease, but there is a greater than zero risk from the vaccine. Why in God's name are you looking to attack our children? Is it because you are that much an idiot tyrant, or are you such a buffoon that you're listening to these idiots with no data behind it? You come after my child, Mr. President, I don't care. I'm standing in the way. My child is not your responsibility. My child's rights are your responsibility. And if you won't defend them, then I will. Because that's my responsibility. You have no authority to tell parents they have to get their children vaccinated. You have no authority to tell employers they must get their employees vaccinated. You have no authority whatsoever to mandate vaccinations, mass shutdowns, so I don't care. And any petty, bureaucratic, butt-sucking, brown-nosed company that wishes to go along with this nonsense isn't worthy of my presence, much less my business. So every company that submits to this should be ostracized. I'm not talking about a boycott. I'm talking about not giving money to these tyrants, these petty tyrants who want to rule your life. This is war. The question is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit back and simply let the evil hordes that are trying to destroy your rights and your liberty simply run right over them? Are you going to sit back and watch while your friends and neighbors and family members have their rights trashed? When are we going to say enough is enough? When are we going to take the advice of Captain John Parker? Stand our ground. Don't fire unless fired upon. But if they mean to have war, let it begin here. This is a declaration of war. Not in so many words, but in such an effect. President Biden went on to say he's going to mandate COVID vaccines for federal workers. Oh, but isn't that nice? He's apparently exempting the Postal Service from that. This is a petty tyrant. This is how liberty dies. This is a call to arms to defend yourself against the criminal, tyrannical government in Washington that has declared war on you and your rights. The TSA doesn't want you flying unless you're masked or mandated or vaccinated. So they're just going to up the penalty. I'm sorry. First of all, there is no legal authority for the TSA. It's not interstate commerce. They're talking about interstate security. And they have no legal authority to require a mask. You're depriving me of my liberty without due process of law. I don't care about your stupid fine. And if you're going to arrest, I'll find some other way to go. We have to stand. We have to pick a spot and say, this far and no farther. We need to say, you shall not pass. You will not go any farther. Or liberty and freedom and rights in America are dead. This is a fight for the future of America. This is a fight for the America your children and your grandchildren will live in. Will they be free citizens living at liberty? Or will they be serfs and subjects? Will they be peons to be controlled by a criminal gang in Washington? They say, oh, well, wearing a mask protects the traveling public. Baloney! Anybody with half a brain and a tiny bit of research knows that a cloth mask is 1,600 times, the holes in a cloth mask are 1,600 times larger than the virus. They do not stop the virus. Everybody, he's saying, it's going to stop the virus. It's going to show me the study. Show me the peer-reviewed study that shows that masks have a significant impact in decreasing the spread of the vaccine. I'm waiting. But it doesn't matter. See, the TSA is just another part of this criminal government in Washington that is out for you and your rights. And they're not done. See, next the CDC wants your children wrapped up in gauze. See, they're going to have them wear masks. Now, again, forget the fact that studies have shown that wearing masks, especially among children, wearing masks for long periods of time exposes them to toxins because it's a warm, moist environment where bacteria and fungus can grow. And tests on actual student masks have shown something like 11 different pathogens that are found in these masks. Forget the developmental issues of young children not being able to see the faces of others. Forget the mental anguish of being forced to wear these masks. They don't care about your kids. They couldn't give a rip about your kids because your kids have, young kids have, a 0.1% chance of dying from this on average? How about we just focus on finding ways to save the kids that do actually get sick rather than ruining the lives of all the children? Now, why are they pushing for this? Because the NEA is pressuring the CDC. Emails have been obtained by Fox News through a Freedom of Information Act. They show a string of communications between the NEA and White House staffers. They are pressuring the NEA, the union that's supposedly there to support the teachers that are teaching your children, are pressuring the White House and the CDC to turn your children into little automatons masked up. Not for their safety. No. For their indoctrination. To show them that government rules, the party rules. You cannot fight the party. Well, it's time to stop fighting them. If your schools are turning into indoctrination centers, pull your kids out and stop funding them. Stop paying school taxes. If the schools are not going to teach your children unless they turn them into tiny little town, it is time we stop paying the schools then. We stop paying those taxes. It is not legal for the schools to demand, public schools to demand a mask. It is not. It's a violation of the 14th Amendment. Therefore, that mask mandate is void. Show up, no mask. I know it's going to be hard on the kids. Because they want to get along. They see their teachers as an authority figure. We need to support our children to keep them from being turned into serfs and subjects. They've declared war on our children. They're not. This isn't a medical decision. Tell me, which of you, how many of you would take an aspirin a day if you had a 0.5% chance of a heart attack? Most of us wouldn't. Yet we have children with a 0.5% chance of dying from COVID, even being seriously ill from COVID. And they want them to take an experimental vaccine, and oh, that nonsense that the FDA has fully approved Pfizer. That is baloney. That is a bald-faced lie. The Pfizer vaccine has had its EUA extended. It's the BioNTech solution they deliver the vaccine in that has been given conditional approval because they have to do more testing because they found some serious side effects from it. You are being lied to in order to take over this country. And your children will suffer the consequences. So it is time we stand up. We start locally. Talk to our sheriffs. These will not be enforced. If a sheriff is willing to enforce any of these mask restrictions or mandates, they need to be fired and you need to hire someone that will fulfill their oath of office to support the Constitution of your state and of the United States. Period. End of story. We need to make sure that our militia has officers that understand they took an oath to support the Constitution. The Constitution of their state and of the United States, not to the governor, not to the president, to the constitutions. And if they can't do that, well, then we need to find better officers. And each and every American should be prepared for the potentiality that they will have to defend themselves from a tyrannical government that is out to get them. Because the government in Washington, D.C. has said, you don't matter. You don't have freedom. You don't have rights. We are done. We are no longer going to be patient with you. You will do what we say or else. Well, guess what? That's exactly what started the war in 1776. Are you want to start a war in 2021 over it? Do you truly want to end up in a war because you are unwilling to stand up to a tyrannical government before the shots started being fired? Never forget, the Battle of Lexington and Concord were fought over gun control because the British wanted the colonists disarmed so they would be easier to control. You have, the government's been trying to disarm us for decades. They've been trying to make us dependent on them for decades. And now they are using that power. And the only question is, does freedom and liberty in America fall, or do the American citizens stand up and in one voice shout, no, we will not submit to tyrants. We will not submit to unjust powers. You work for us. We consent to your existence. We consent to your powers. We can take you out and create another one just like you. To paraphrase the Declaration of Independence, the history of this present government in Washington, D.C. is a history of repeated injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. That's a fact. I've documented it. Go back again to the Redeclaration of Independence. You'll find it. ConstitutionStudy.com. Look for Redeclaration of Independence. I published it on July 4th. But never forget. The Declaration also says, when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing inevitably the same object, evidence is a design to reduce them under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and provide new guards for their future security. Can you think of a better description of a design to reduce us under absolute despotism than the President of the United States saying, we won't be patient anymore? That you don't have personal freedom. It is not a personal choice. You will do what I say or else. Well, Mr. President, them's fighting words. And it's time we remove this government. We throw off the tyranny from Washington, D.C. and provide new guards that will actually protect our security, defend our rights rather than usurp them. That is our right. That is our duty. But will the American people stand up and do that? Or have the last several decades of public education indoctrinated us and bred into us servitude and servility, cowardice, and an unwillingness to stand for what is right and what is just? That is the question for the American people. That's the question we must each ask ourselves today, and it's the question we must be prepared to answer, and we must answer it today. To paraphrase Martin Niemöller from his poem from World War II, they came for the gun owners, and we did not speak out because, well, many of us were not gun owners. They came for the libertarians, but we did not speak out because, well, many of us were not libertarians. They came for the Freedom Caucus, and we did nothing. We did not speak out because we didn't join the Freedom Caucus, and now they are coming for us. The question is there anyone left to speak for us? Now, there's more for this that I'm going to cover after the break. But before I do, I want to remind you the importance of being healthy. Go to healthycell.com/outloud. I've talked about the REM sleep. I've talked about the immune super boost. It is time for us to focus. Just as we need to focus on the tyranny coming out of Washington, D.C., and the need to protect our homes, our counties against these tyrannies, you need to sometimes just focus and recall what you are working on. Just go to healthycell.com/outloud. Get 20% off your first order. Try the Focus and Recall. Try any of their products. But focus on keeping yourself healthy. Because the true way to deal with COVID-19 is not a vaccination, an experimental drug that we've been lied about since its inception. No, it's keep yourself healthy. Simple things, vitamin D, proper diet, keeping your immune system up, getting outside in the sunshine. And if necessary, yes, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine should you get sick. That's what my doctor is telling me, and she's basing it on studies, not on some idiots out of Washington. So head to healthycell.com/outloud, get 20% off your first order, and I'll be right back after this break to continue exposing the war that we are now in.
Well, my fellow Americans, how did you feel watching footage on the news of domestic terrorists looting our stores and burning our cities down? You were probably disgusted and angry as much as I was. It's disturbing what's going on. Well, you'd be shocked to know that your shopping habits are supporting these extremists. Companies like Amazon, Nike, Disney, FedEx, it's an endless list. And they've been supporting these radical groups. Let's stop supporting companies that fund these extremist groups. We can all do our part. Visit shoptotheright.com and you'll find businesses in a nationwide database and companies that are aligned with our American values. Visit shoptotheright.com and let's all make a difference.
Each of us is born with 30 trillion cells that make us. These cells determine how we feel, perform, sleep, focus, and how long we live. And to live our best life, all we have to do is feed ourselves. But most food and supplements don't reach our cells, keeping us from reaching our full potential. Make every cell count with Healthy Cell. Founded with a mission to empower people to take control of their own health at the most fundamental level, Dr. Vincent Giampapa, world-renowned cell researcher and medical doctor, created supplements that work at the cellular level to boost immune health, sleep better, focus deeper, and stay younger longer. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of any product. And that's HealthyCell.com, HealthyCell, and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
There was a time when Americans could rely on the Fourth Estate. Well, in these challenging times, the media is both reckless and complicit. AmericaOutLoud.com. Top analysis from leading experts, articles, podcast, video, and 24/7 talk radio. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back, everyday Americans. Now, I told you that the government in Washington has declared war on you, on your rights, on the Constitution. Well, they've also declared war on the states. President Biden now is taking jabs at states he doesn't like. He goes and says, in this case, picking on Florida and the governor there. Now, understand, the governor has said that public schools cannot mandate masks. They can't mandate vaccines. They can't mandate masks. If a student, if a parent wants their child vaccinated or wear a mask, they're free to do so. The schools cannot bully the parents into doing that. But he goes on to say, well, vaccination requirements for teachers are overwhelmingly supported by educators. Well, if they're so overwhelmingly supported, then let the teachers get the vaccines. They shouldn't be forced into getting the vaccines. See, he proves his own lie. If it's so overwhelmingly supported, why do you need a mandate to get teachers to be vaccinated? I'll tell you why. Because they're not overwhelmingly supported by educators. They're overwhelmingly supported by their unions. He goes on to say that elected officials and states are undermining you and these life-saving actions. No, they're not, Mr. President. There is not one state in the union that has forbidden masks or forbidden vaccines. They've only forbidden mandates, this tyrannical idea that you must order people to do things. It is you, sir, who are bullying the schools. It is you, sir, that are usurping the rights of the parents in those school districts. It is you, sir, who are destroying these young children. But as evidence that the government in Washington has declared war on the states, President Biden said these governors won't help defeat the pandemic. Well, I'm sorry, Mr. President. They're doing exactly what their states think is best for the state. The fact that you don't like it doesn't mean a tinker's damn. He went on to say, I'll use my powers as president to get them out of the way. He has just threatened the elected officials of our states if they don't agree with him. Dear God in heaven, are we a republic? Are we a union of 50 free and independent states that created a government that is subject to the states? Again, where are the calls for impeachment? Better yet, where are the criminal complaints? Who is filing a criminal complaint against President Biden? He is now intimidating and bullying and extorting the governors of our states. He says the Department of Education has already begun to take legal action. That's right, illegal action. There is no legal authority for the Department of Education. They are depriving the parents and board members of these schools the authority to regulate, to govern themselves. They is denying the sovereignty of the states. He has declared war on the states in this country. Any DOE official that shows up at a school should be met by the county sheriff, their deputies, and they should be armed and ready to defend the schools from these petty tyrants out of Washington. This is no different than the British sending redcoats to the colonies. The only difference is not all of these bureaucrats are armed. But how many federal departments have an armed law enforcement division? It is beyond the pale that the president of the United States thinks he has the authority to overrule the people of a state because he doesn't like what they're doing. He has no constitutional authority to do this, which means he can only get away with it if we, the people, abandon our constitutions and let him do it. I'm incensed not so much at this government. I expect them to be bloody tyrants. I'm incensed at the American people for sitting back and letting this happen. I've been warning for years that if we do not fight this fight at the ballot box, we will be forced to fight it on the battlefield. Well, guess what? Washington, D.C. has declared war on you, on your states, which means you may be required to defend your rights with guns. Because you refuse to do it when you could do it at a ballot box. The American people have brought this on themselves. And what are our vaunted states doing? Well, a few of the attorney generals have condemned the president's actions. Big, fat, hairy deal. Now, a few of them have actually, they've threatened legal action. So wait a second. You're telling me that a sovereign state that created the federal government is going to go and begging to a branch of that government, the federal judiciary, to stand up against the federal government? I have a better idea. How about these states simply activate their National Guard and tell them any attempt to illegally enforce these actions within the state will be met with criminal charges and, if necessary, force? They've declared war against your sovereignty. Why are the states not standing up? And why are they going begging to the federal government for protection? You're sovereign states. You did not authorize the president to do this. You did not authorize Washington to do this. There is not an amendment to the Constitution that authorizes this. Why are you sitting down like wimps and cowards and expecting the federal government to protect you from the federal government? Because you've been educated into imbecility to believe that you are subject to the federal government. No, you are its creators. You whine and complain about federal overreach. Well, they've gotten away with it because you've sat on your thumbs and done nothing. So it's time to do something. It's time to stop, sucking at the federal government for funds and to stand up to the tyranny. How many times are you going to let the government in Washington, D.C. smack you in the face, punch you in the nose, trip you and kick you while you're down before you're going to stand up and defend yourself? This is not only outrageous, this is criminal. Where are the states calling for the impeachment of the President of the United States? He can be impeached for high crimes and misdemeanors. I would call extortion, bribery, intimidation. I'd call those high crimes. He can be impeached for bribery. Do what I want and I'll give you goodies. Don't do what I want and I won't and give you goodies. That sounds like a bribe to me. Why? Because we've been educated into imbecility and timidity. Now, you notice, I focused a lot on what President Biden has said recently. It is not simply Biden. The entire government in Washington, D.C. has declared war on you and on the states. Senator Warren now wants Amazon to remove books with information she doesn't like. A blatant violation of the First Amendment of the United States. She, as a U.S. senator, is pressuring a private company to deplatform those that she doesn't like. Now, she refers to it as COVID misinformation, but what is misinformation? Is quoting the CDC misinformation? This is tyranny. This is a war against your right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press. What are you doing about it? I'm already trying to figure out what I'm going to do should Amazon cave. If Amazon caves, I got to find, I'm looking for a publisher. If you know a publisher, I've self-published my books. I'm looking for a publisher. If you know of a publisher, a truly constitution-based, freedom-based publisher, send them my way. I want to know about them. Because I don't trust Amazon to not fold like a cheap suit. They're a bunch of cowards. They've already talked about deplatform. They've already deplatformed people that say stuff they don't like. I would not be surprised if they do this. I'm looking for a publisher. Because I will not stand by and do nothing while my right to freedom of the press is destroyed by a senator. Where are the articles of impeachment against Senator Elizabeth Warren? Where are the ethics complaints against Senator Elizabeth Warren? Depriving American people and American businesses of their right to freedom of speech and freedom of the press is a federal crime. Title 18, United States Code 242. Where is the punishment? Where are the charges? Nowhere. Because we have become a nation of cowards. We are fast slipping from the land of the free because we refuse to be the home of the brave. If we let this happen, freedom of speech is dead in America. You will no longer be a free people. What you say, what you hear, what you read, what you can be told will be dictated to you by your masters in Washington, D.C. We will see the equivalent of book burnings from Nazi Germany in the streets. If not physical books, digital books. Because you will no longer be free because you sat on your thumbs and did nothing when they came for you and your rights. They are coming for your children in their future, and the American people are doing nothing. By the way, Warren is not alone. Representative Adam Schiff called on both Facebook and Amazon to suppress your free speech. Government officials are depriving you of freedom of speech, or at least they're trying, and the American people are doing squat. I'm ashamed. Sure, I've heard a few people stand up and say something, but you know what I haven't seen? I haven't seen the American people standing with one voice say, no, we did not authorize this. We created the federal government. We, the people, ordained and established the Constitution that created the Office of Presidency, that created the Congress where Schiff and Warren work, that created the judiciary that has been so abusive of our rights. We set its boundaries, and it's time for us to take control again. It is time for we the people to once again be the rightful masters of both Congress and the courts. That means if you see such blatant violations of the Constitution and you do nothing, if you are the coward, that is part of the problem. I don't care what party you're in. I don't care what great votes you did. I don't care what great programs you supported. If you will not stand up and defend the Constitution of the United States, you are a coward unworthy for the office. You are not honorable. You are not valid. You are a peon. You are unworthy. You're not even worthy of my contempt. And that includes my representative. I haven't seen him standing up and doing anything about this. That includes my senators. I haven't seen them standing up and doing anything about this. Forget this collegial nonsense. You're going to collegial our way into tyranny because you're afraid to stand up. And I'm disgusted. And Washington, D.C. has infected much of America. Howard Stern and Geraldo Rivera have become the latest government sycophants, hypocritical pieces of garbage that are more than willing to defend their own freedoms but say, you don't have the right to defend your own freedom. Howard Stern says, F their freedom. Well, you know what, Mr. Stern? How about we F your freedom? See, I'm better than that because I don't want to get rid of your freedom. You want to be a tyrannical idiot? You have the perfect right to do so. But you lay your hands off my freedom. You come after my freedom, sir. I'll defend it. And this idiot, Geraldo Rivera, your freedom cannot infringe my family's health. You protect your own family. Leave mine alone. You defend your own family. You leave mine alone. Your irrational fear over your family's health does not give you the right to deprive my family of their rights and their freedom and their liberty, or to dictate to them what medical practices they must follow. You tin pot petty dictator with a microphone. You should be ashamed of yourself. If there were any truly patriotic Americans, you two would be metaphorically run out on a rail. You'd be tarred, feathered, and run out on a rail. How does anybody listen to these? And they're joining a longer list of people who are more than willing to exercise their own freedom, but they don't want you to have yours. And people listen to these buffoons. This is what happens when Americans become ignorant and apathetic of the Constitution, ignorant and apathetic of their rights. They believe they have the right to tell you how to live your life. Well, Mr. Rivera, you can take it and stick it. You want to protect your family? You do what you think is best to protect your family. That's your job. It is not my job to do what I need to do to protect your family. Tell me, does that mean I can tell you that you must be against vaccine mandates to protect my family? Because I have medical issues in my family that make it dangerous to take these vaccines. So you, sir, can take it and stick it. This has pissed me off, in case you haven't noticed. But as much as these hypocrites, these liars, these frauds, these buffoons, as much as they piss me off, I am more pissed off that here I am and the American people seem to doing little to actually defend themselves against the attack on them and their liberty. Oh, the states are going to sue. Big, fat, hairy deal. You're going to go beg the federal government to protect your rights. That's not your job. We hired you in the states to protect our rights. Do it. We've given you legislative power. Use it. We've given you judicial power. Use it. We've given you a militia. Use it. Stand up and defend our rights, or you are party with the tyranny and the war against the American people coming out of Washington. This is leading us to a new civil war. A war somewhat between the states, but because you've got, again, certain states that want to tell other states how to live their lives. You have the Washington saying, we're going to get rid of governors that stand athwart our plans. But it's even more between the people who believe in freedom and liberty and the people who want to run everyone else's life. This is a new civil war. These are the opening gambits of a new civil war. What will you do? Are you going to defend liberty? Are you going to defend tyranny? Or are you just going to sit quietly in the center and hope you don't get run over first? Because history, better yet, your children will judge what you do today. When they are sitting there in the future that we create for them, they will judge us for our actions. Just as we revere those men who jumped into on D-Day, who fought on Iwo Jima, who died at Pearl Harbor, men and women who defended freedom, we revere them. In the same way, we despise Benedict Arnold, the men and women who spied against this country. We will despise those who will not stand for freedom and liberty. The choice is yours. What will you do? Are you prepared to defend yourself? Are you prepared to work with your state government and your neighbors to defend your state? Are you prepared to defend your county? Are you prepared to defend yourself against a government that is out to destroy your rights, your freedom, and your liberty, that think you exist simply to serve it? Are you prepared? If not, what are you going to do to fix it? I've spent time, I've been doing this teaching about knowing your rights for such a time as this, to get people to recognize that they are not subjects of government. They are its master. That we establish the powers of government, not the other way around. That the Constitution is our legal authority to look government in the eye and say no. But that takes backbone. That takes character. That takes men and women that are not only willing to stand up and say no, but other men and women that will stand by and support them. What are we going to do, America? I can't call this a sneak attack because Washington has been building up to this for years, for decades. The bomb has dropped. The attack has happened. We are watching them. We are watching the bombs fall that will destroy freedom, liberty, individuality in America. Destroy the separation between public and private. What are you going to do? In 1941, we got mad. And everybody joined in to work hard to repel the people who had attacked us. It's time for the American people to join together and repel the people who are attacking us today. It's not Afghanistan. It's not China. Today, that attack is coming from Washington, D.C. And if you will not stand, God help you. If you do not make your state stand, God help you. Because the only people that will be left after this fight are those who have fought for liberty or those who have cowered in subjectivity. In service and servility to Biden and Warren and Schiff and Pelosi and Roberts and Kavanaugh and everyone and every other member of the federal government. What do you do when your government punches you in the nose? Do you simply say, "Please, sir, may I have some more?" Or do you stand up and say, "Hell no"? Hell no. Biden, you can go pound sand. Department of Education, pound sand. Department of Labor, I don't care, pound sand. I don't need your permission to run a business. I don't need your permission to determine how I deal with my employees. And I sure as heck don't need your permission to determine whether or not I want them vaccinated in order to work on my property. You can go pound sand. And if you want to bring arms to the fight, guess what? There's an estimated 400 million firearms in the U.S. The federal government can put its hands on about 2 million armed servicemen, take between the regular military, the reserves, and the guard. 2 million. There's estimated to be over 100 million gun owners in America. I don't want to go down that road. But you've pushed the button. You've decided that you're going to come out fighting for this. Well, guess what? If you mean to have war, let it begin here. May the American people once again rise up against a tyrant from a faraway government that is looking to destroy us, to leave us into despotism, and fight. I pray we can fight in the media, at the ballot box, that we can fight in Congress. But if necessary, we must be prepared to fight on the battlefield. Because I'm afraid we have been so cowardly that we've so emboldened these petty tyrants, these and their sycophants in the media and in the popular culture, that they don't believe they have to back down. I told you, this was not a pleasant message. My blood pressure is probably through the roof right now. I don't even want to know what my blood pressure is right now. But I've been warning about this for years. And here it comes. And the most deafening thing I hear is silence. Yeah, there's a few people scattered around making, for the most part, feeble attempts to sound tough. What I have not heard is people actually standing tall. I've heard people saying they're going to beg the federal government to protect their rights from the federal government. I have not heard governors saying, come and get me. You think you can remove me because you don't like what I'm doing? Don't forget, the states have military too. This is war that's been declared. They haven't used the words, but they have effectively declared war on you and me and our states and the very Constitution, the very rights and liberties that our founders fought for. And the American people seem willing to sit back and just see what happens. Pray that someone else comes to our rescue. Well, I'll tell you one thing. Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, Schiff, and all, you know, Geraldo, all of these say, "What we must take your rights. It's necessary." Well, I'll remind you that William Pitt the Younger said, "Necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves." We know who the tyrants are. Are you a slave? Are you submitting to the quote-unquote necessary? Are you submitting to the infringement on your freedom? Then you, sir, you, madam, are slaves. You may not be wearing chains, but you're enslaved just the same. But as for me and my house, we will not be slaves. I want to remind you that America Out Loud Talk Radio plays on the iHeartRadio Network. You can listen from our media player in any web browser anywhere in the world or from our best-in-class apps on Apple, Android, and Alexa. Stream the radio program 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and now find the podcast there as well.
Pay the bills, stay out of jail, love the neighbors, and have a few good friends.